and says, "How are you doing?" Reply them and say, "I am rising." I can't hear you very well. Science has proved it, that what do not die. I'm a coach, so I'm not only a preacher. Listen, there is the art of success. There is the science of success. For over 140 years now, they have discovered that what do not die, what bounce around. So if you are always saying negative things, you are creating a world. Whether you are joking or not, this entire universe is a living organism. And you are a broadcasting mast. You know MTN, Airtel, Glo, you are broadcasting. And the universe is a living organism. Just like that piece of land you have behind your house, that's your backyard. It doesn't care whether you plant poison or you plant maize. It will give you back in abundance. That's the universe. So whatever you say, the universe will give it back to you. You don't joke and say, "I am broke." I'm rising with ease financially. Nothing negative must come out of your mouth at all. So if I tell you to, somebody says, "Good morning, how are you doing?" I'm not joking. It's a new thing now. I'm rising with ease. Can't you see? Because listen, fact is different from truth. Facts change. Truth cannot change. Jesus did not say, "I am the way, the fact." No, he said, "I'm the way, the truth." If you plant maize here now, today, and you go away, and you come back tomorrow, will you see anything? No. The fact is, you will see nothing. But the truth is, something is there. Come back in 3 weeks' time. Facts change. Truth doesn't. So when the doctor looks at your case and says something, it may be the fact, but it is not the truth. When you look at your bank account and it says 300 naira, it may be the fact, but it is not the truth. When you look at your situation and it appears as if, it may be the fact, but it is not. Cross your leg, tell your neighbor, it may be the fact, but it is not the truth. As far as Olufunke Felix Adejima is concerned, I am rising with ease. You just declare some things into the air now. You're rising with ease. I want to share a story with you from a man's life in the Bible. Please follow me. His name is Solomon. I've seen people that rose with ease. This man stands in a class. And when the Lord brought him to my heart, I knew that we are moving to the next level. In 2 Samuel, chapter 11, that's one of the saddest passages of the Bible. 2 Samuel chapter 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem." That's the beginning of Solomon's story. Please come. "But David tarried still." You know, success is more difficult to manage than failure. One of the reasons why some people are not lifted is because God cannot trust them. That he will not lose them if he lifts them. And don't tell me that you are very humble until certain things are present in your life And you can still kneel down to greet the people you used to kneel down to greet. You can still prostrate in church and wet your makeup. When you have money, when you have power, when you have position, you will not cut the phone on your mother. You will not say, the dress I'm wearing today, I cannot use it to kneel down before the Lord. You will not put your hand in your pocket when it is praise worship time or Thanksgiving day and say, let's small boy, you know, we should be psychedelic. I can't just be shouting. Why are they shouting in that church? Really? Go to the hospital. Go to the orthopedic department and see shout. My hand, my leg. Go and see how people are dancing without drums. And you cannot dance before the Lord. Who are you? You whose breath is in his nostrils. David had become successful. David has been shown by God that he was loved. And it was time when kings, you know, God is amazing. The Bible is the most powerful, and it's my favorite book. It's the most powerful book in the world. The Bible specifically says it was a time when kings went to war. David had become a king, and he didn't go to war. He sent Joab. He had become successful. By God's grace, my husband and I pastor Agape worldwide. And I was the first member of the choir. I was the first praise worship leader. Sometimes you see that thing jumps up in me. I still go to sing with the choir. I still did it during the convention. Till tomorrow, I still go to sweep in church. Because I was holding broom phone when Jesus met me. And gave me the microphone. So why will I leave? Cleaning the church. Why? It helps you. Worship is the antidote for pride. Gratitude protects you from pride. God lifted. And you know one of the things that God hates most is ingratitude. Jesus said, Abba, Abba. I healed 10. We had the 9. So God was expecting that they will return. When he lifted you and you rose, did you return to give him a thanksgiving that matches what he did? Better over thank God than under thank him. Anyway, let's go back to our story. While David tarried when his mates were on the battlefield, he saw what he shouldn't see. He saw Bathsheba. Bathsheba did not commit any sin. Bathsheba was taking her bath in her bathroom. The last time I checked, it wasn't a sin for you to bath in your bathroom. But the king was not where he should be, so he saw what he shouldn't see. I speak to you, you will go well. You will not walk into trouble. And then Solomon's story began. David sent for Bathsheba and slept with her. Now, excuse me, Bathsheba did not argue. Because I remember in Genesis 38 and also in 2 Samuel 13, those two Tamars, they were there. This other Tamar, when her brother was going to rape her, she screamed. She said, excuse me, don't do this. Ask for the king. He will give me to you. Bathsheba, the Bible will have recorded it. Bathsheba did not. Maybe she also had her eyes on the palace. Maybe. So she got pregnant. You know the story. And sent to the king. I'm pregnant, sir. It's positive. The king said, how now? Anyway. It takes a bigger lie to cover a small lie. So David had to dig another hole. What did he do? He sent for Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, one of his most faithful men. How do I know the man is faithful? Second Samuel 11:11, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Hear what that hero said. Uriah said unto David, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my Lord Joab, committed man, loyal man. I love 2 Samuel 11:11. And my Lord Joab and the servants of my Lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live, king, in case you have lost your senses of dignity, and as your soul liveth, I will not do this thing. That was supposed to be a wake-up call for David. An ordinary soldier under him that went to defend the territorial integrity of Israel, that was risking his life for your sake, was telling you this. Yet, you still went ahead to kill him. The ark and Israel and Judah and my Lord Joab. It was this same Joab that set him up. My Lord Joab. Joab was not there. Hear what the man was saying. What a great man. Referring to him. It was the same Joab that David sent a letter to and withdrew the soldiers that were supposed to be Uriah's backup, and Uriah was killed. Who betrayed you? Who disappointed you? Who did you lean on? And he backed out. Who? Your mother? Your husband? Your wife? A man of God somewhere? Somebody at the office? Who betrayed you? Listen, forgive them. They will reap what they sow. You will reap what you sow. Let them go. There's a God in heaven who knows how to make it up to you. This man died. And you will think, oh, where was God? Sometimes in life, 2 + 2 may not be equal to 4. Bad things can happen to good people. But God has a way of making it up. And after the man was dead, David was very happy. And I love the last verse of 2 Samuel 11. The very last verse of that passage. The Bible says, but the thing that David did displeased the Lord. 2 Samuel 11, the last verse. The thing that David did displeased the Lord. When the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house. She became his wife, bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. And then after some time, the woman had now become one of the queens. But God struck that baby. The baby was sick. David prayed, and the baby died eventually. And Solomon's story took a huge and massive turn. We move now to 2 Samuel 12. And the Bible says that David knew Bathsheba, his wife. Excuse me. In verse 15, it says Uriah's wife. But as we moved on, it says, verse 24 also, and David knew Bathsheba, his wife. What happened? David comforted Bathsheba, his wife. Excuse me. God is always impartially partial. God is always impartially partial. God is always impartially partial. May he favor you. May God turn your mistakes to miracles. May God rewrite your history for good. God put your critics to shame. Let your amen be very loud. Take your seat. My husband says some people are not happy that you are happy. God took the pen and began to rewrite David's history. Bathsheba, verse 15, Uriah's wife. What happened? Rising with ease. Something switched. Something changed. And the Bible begins now to describe Bathsheba as David's wife. Egbami. In this new season, your story will so much be beautiful. Even you will be wondering. You did not hear me. Even you will surprise yourself. That statement that I just made now, Pastor, write it down. Because he's going to walk in this church. You will look at yourself and you'll be surprised. How? Egbami, how? That contrast, Egbami, the school, look at me, what happened? You will be so helped, so blessed, you will marvel at your life. This is now becoming very interesting. Thank you very much. Becoming very interesting. Thank you, sir. Uriah's wife now became David's wife. Only God could have done that. Do you think that tongues will not wag in the palace? I imagine Abigail. I imagine all the other wives. Me, we didn't kill our husbands. I imagine what was going on the day she even packed in. I imagine what was happening that day. I am so happy that God does not consult anybody to determine what he will do for you. I'm so happy about that. I'm glad that God does not ask them to vote. Because some people that you even think are your friends will have voted against you. I am so happy that God has decided by himself to bless you. And get ready to dance your dance. Let's be very fast. We're talking about rising with ease. This woman got pregnant. We are now in 2 Samuel 12. And she delivered a son. And God raised a first-class prophet to go and tell David. Let's read from verse 24. And David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in unto her and lay with her. I thought it's the same thing. Went in unto her, lay with her, and she bore a son. And he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved Egbami. It wasn't Abigail that gave birth to a son. It was the adulteress. Why are you making yourself a captive to your past? Anytime God forgives you, he throws your sin into the ocean of forgetfulness. And he puts a side post there, no fishing. Why are you a slave to your past? Is it because you don't know what people have done? People have done worse things. And God covered them up. God is not wicked. Stop thinking that it is because of what you did in secondary school. Stop it. God is not like man. God is not like Ogun. No. He's a good God. God loved him. Loved who? God loved him. And God now told a prophet, go to David and tell him that I love this boy and his name shall be called Jedidah. How many people did God give a name to in the Bible? I'm describing something here today. And so Solomon's story took a flight. And then one day, now we are in 1 Kings chapter 1. One day, somebody that I refer to as a helper, a strategic helper of destiny, came to Bathsheba, this Bathsheba again, and said to Bathsheba, "How many ears do you have? How many ears do you have?" Bathsheba said, "Two." The man said, "I have an information for you. It has never happened before that while a king is on the throne, another king will be enthroned. But I have a feeling that God is about to do something unusual. Therefore, go to the king. You stay here. Therefore, go to the king. Madam, you are sitting. You are just sitting. Rise. And don't just rise. Rise with ease. Rise on the wings of grace. There is a grace giver. Can I have a seat? There is a grace giver. There is a grace giver. There is a grace giver sitting down, even though he looks old, but his grace cannot expire. His name is called David. You're going to come to that king to speak on behalf of your son. Pastor, come. Sit down. Bathsheba, you're going to come before the king. You're just sitting down. You don't know that people are rising, and they are rising with ease. You are going to go to the king and kneel down and speak on behalf of your son. Bathsheba, I am teaching you what to do. You are going to take what the king said many years ago and remind him, because kings don't like to lie. They always want to fulfill whatever they say. You will remind him that while the other wives were looking for what to inherit, the king told you that your son will inherit the throne. While you are speaking, I will come to make sure that your son rises with ease. I will corroborate what you are saying. Nobody rises by himself. If you're going to rise, and God will simplify it, God will plant people. People. The reason why some of you are not rising is because you lack people. You lack help. I know what I'm talking about, and I know the grace that God laid on my heart to share with you today. If you're going to rise with ease, there will be a Bathsheba. There will be a Nathan. There will be a David. There will be some Zadok. And the people that know how to carry the oil, I'm sorry, I'm making you kneel down. You can stand up. We will imagine that you are kneeling down. That will help you. Meanwhile, while David was sitting and the mother was talking about Solomon, and Nathan came, because David said, "Who is there?" They said, "It's Nathan." And you know, David trusts Nathan so much. That was the man that confronted him. Remember, while they were doing that, Solomon was playing football. Solomon was gisting with his friend. All right, non-discussal. Destiny and non-discussal. Hi, 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 hi. Be playing. Ha, hi, is everything. Come on. Kirakita Odola. It's not 40 days of prayer that you need. You only need people. One man came to us one day and said, "I've been on the mountaintop for 24 months. Bishop and Mama, can you help me? Because they called me to come back from the mountain top because my landlord threw my load away. It's not by being on the mountain top. While you are seated and you are just enjoying your life, people are talking about you. They are discussing your matter while you are playing football. That is what it means to rise with ease. It's not, have you noticed? I'm into construction. Have you noticed that bricklayers, laborers, they don't earn as much as people in the office? Good morning, sir. Good morning. And got about good morning, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, good morning. They carry kwankwan, they carry plates, they carry kirakita. What's the meaning of that? Kirakita. Kodola. Hey, ha, woo, he. I must wake up at 6. I must do this. While he was playing football. See what's happening there. Put your head on your hand. Say, God, in the name of Jesus, send me people that will speak positively about me in the palace of life. Yay, you better pray. Kalibroshkana, your hand on your head. Lord, I want to rise to another level with ease. Send people. Let them be discussing. As I'm talking now, in this new week, in this new month, in this year, Lord, raise for me Nathan, Bathsheba, David, Zadok, that will make me rise with ease. Your prayers are heard in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. From today you will rise. Whatever your heart desires, God will give you. God will simplify your life for you. This sweat that I'm sweating will not be in vain over your life. I command you to rise. I decree in the name of Jesus, rise! And you will never go down again. In Jesus' name. Sit down. Church is real. Don't mind any useless person saying something about the church. Church is a spiritual entity. Church is real. The spiritual controls the physical. I'm done with preaching. I want to read Solomon's life to you. Just listen. After this happened, after this declaration, the man began to rise. In 1 Kings alone, Pastor Ojo, Solomon was mentioned 140 times. 140 times. Pastor Yunus, 100. When some people, they couldn't even mention their names, they said because of space. Even the woman that Jesus healed after 12 years, we don't know her name. No space. Solomon's name was mentioned. Go and study it. 140 times in one chapter, in one book alone of 1 Kings. He wasn't the one that came to David to ask for a throne. God just raised people. Forget whether it's your mother. Anybody can be your helper. Forget whether it's my mother and she's the one. God can raise anybody. Anybody that has flesh and blood. That has breath. And today as a matriarch, I'm clearing the bush of your destiny for you. You will meet the wife that will be a blessing to you. You will meet the husband that God will use to lift your head. You will meet the helpers in your career, in your business, that will rewrite your history. Everybody in this sanctuary, rise! Sit down. I just want to read these scriptures to you. Sit down. In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 16 to 28, see wisdom. Two harlots. What? Who does that? Look at the way he passed that judgment. But that's not even where I'm going. What I want to read to you is from 1 Kings chapter 10. If you've not been listening to before, now listen from verse number 1. 1 Kings chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard that Solomon had risen, she came to prove him with hard questions. Go ahead, please. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bore spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, see the effect of the rising, and the house that he built. How many of you don't have houses here? Raise your right hand. God will make a way for you. Anywhere your heart desires, Jehovah will build you houses. When Bishop and I built Grace Villa, it's a 15-bed house. It took us 15 months. The day we started, we had 5,000 naira in our account. Stop looking at your account, my dear. Stop looking at your account. The Bible says, he that buildeth all things is God. Paul may labor. Paul may plant. Apollos may water. Stop calculating. Cement is 3,000. Shut up! God will build houses for you. This God, he's been building for a long time. In Exodus, he built houses for midwives, nurses. The boss and the Lord built houses for them. Receive your own. Sit down and be watching. This is the definition of rising with ease. Go back to verse 14, please. 1 Kings 10. Go back to where I was reading. You can't skip that. And when the queen of Sheba has seen Solomon's wisdom, say, that is me. The house that he built. Oh, yeah. The meat of his table. You will never beg for bread anymore. Every husband here, hear me. You are supposed to be eating. Every time you want to eat, it's supposed to be a banquet. Tell your wife that mama said so. When you want to eat, now let them set the table. If your wife is too tired, set it by yourself. Put wine. Put water. Put cutlery. Start treating yourself like an accomplished person. Ojolola, you've been working for a long time now. How far now? Digging. Start treating yourself like an accomplished person. You've been working and working and working. Pastor Ojo, when you go to the hotel, the moment you get there, you see them, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, sir. Tope, treat yourself the way hotels treat you. Sit down. Why do you always treat yourself as if you are nothing? Start treating yourself the way they treat you at hotels. You're welcome. They don't ask you whether you are a graduate or you are a semi-graduate. Who cares? You get to Hilton in London. We're glad to have you here. We're glad. Welcome, Mrs. Adejuma. How was your flight? We're glad to have you here. You two, you'll be doing as if you are the chief of your town. Yes. Thank you. The flight was smooth. Tell your neighbor, start treating yourself the way hotels treat you. And if anybody is treating you in a bad way, walk out of that relationship. You are not their slave. Every time you want to eat, eat banquets. Anytime you want to go out, look at the mirror and love on yourself. See, Mrs. Ojo that was with me in the lift. Yesterday I was going for a wedding. When I got inside the lift, the elevator, my husband was there too. I did like this. Baby girl, you are fine. Until you say I am, nobody will say thou art. Love yourself. Oh, bad now. If you are fat, look, the Bible says the righteous shall be fat. So don't let anybody be using that to abuse you. Hey, Ribo Shefat. It's because I'm righteous. Psalm 92. The righteous shall be fat and flourishing. the meat of his table, the sitting of his servants. Thank you, ma. The attendance of his ministers, Pastor Joshua and Kabaibu, and their apparel. Adjust your dress. Start rehearsing how to rise. Sit down. Sit down. Let Pastor stand. Start rehearsing. I'm a coach. There are some ladies I am preparing now for the time their husbands will become governors. The problem we have in Nigeria is that people are never prepared for offices. That's why they'll be speaking any kind of grammar. Start rehearsing. Because God brought me here, you will rise with ease. Even if you don't pray about this one, I have prayed for you. Solomon was playing football. The mother was on her knees. Kenneth Copeland is the richest man of God, arguably, on earth today. He said one day the Lord said to him, Ken, you can never fail again. He said, Lord, why? And the Lord said to him, even if you don't know how to pray, even if I have to carry you, this was God speaking to Kenneth Copeland. Did you see the man recently how he was jumping at Canaan Land? Even if I carry you from the bed in the morning and I bring you back, carry you, you cannot say. He said, why? God said, because I have seen enough of your mother's face in the place of prayer on your behalf. What are you telling me? Let your mind become possibilitized. All this, hey, Olorun je make heaven, hey, Jesus je proper. Stop it! Stop. The fearful cannot serve God. Hey, Jesus. I woke up a few days ago and I said, God, how are you doing? Your relationship with God should not be performance based. It should be a love relationship. Love him. Society has conditioned you to always say, hey, because we used to worship Ogun and all the ruthless gods. God loves you. Go back to that scripture. Start treating yourself like an accomplished person. You think it's easy to be married? You think it's easy to be singing in the choir for 2 years? You think it's easy to blow the trumpet? You think it's easy to play the keyboard? And you're only play a keyboard. You may go learn and we'll drop. When will you start treating yourself as an accomplished person? You are very special. You are important. How many people can beat drums? When last did you do shakara and say, ah, I thank you, Lord, that I can beat drums? I've known this man with his camera for years. Fantastic. Do you thank yourself? Many times you snap people, you don't even show in the picture. So you should go to Mr. Biggs, get yourself a bottle of wine, and say, I'm a fantastic photographer. I'm trying to tell you that you are accomplished. You may not be where they are, but you are where you are. It's your space. Own it. You are not inferior to anybody. It's in the Bible. Job chapter 12, verse 3. Job 12, 3. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. Do you see it? Job chapter 13, verse 2. Job 13, verse 2. What you know, the same do I know also. I am not inferior to you. Read it to your neighbor. Just read it. It's in the Bible. You are not inferior to Davido. Or what do you call his name? You are not inferior to Whitney Houston. You are not inferior to mention the names of the singers. Don't pretend you know them. You're not inferior to Tiwa. You're not inferior to anybody. They are in their space. You are in your space. It may not look like it, but you are rising with ease. Slowly but steadily. Let's close. Let's close. Go, sit down. Go back to that scripture. Look at their apparel. Look at the cup bearers. Protocols, where are you? Do you notice that, Pastor, when Joseph was in the prison, La Potiphar, baker, Joseph did not befriend poor people. In the prison, he befriended butler, baker. Who is your friend? Some of you are working with poor people. What then? Why is not running? Help the poor, but don't work with them. He's called Bearers. Where's the scripture? This is where we are going. Pastor Joe, Pastor Eunice, and Mrs. Joe, come. This is where we are going. Pastor Johnson, come. His apparel, his cupbearers, and his ascent. Okay. Look at it. His. His. The Queen of Sheba was the one describing this to Russell. The way he rose with ease, his ascent by which he went up. I'm describing your life now. You are going up unto the house of the Lord. When the man looked at Solomon's life and your life, when the woman looked, there was no more spirit in her. This is what will happen to your critics. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I had in my own land of thy arts and of thy wisdom. Go ahead. I'm seeing. Howbeit I believed not. Go ahead. The next verse. Happy are your men. Say amen.
Amen.
Happy are your servants.
Amen.
We stand continually before you. Go ahead to the next one. Blessed be the Lord. The next class. The next verse. Now, she gave the king 120 talents. Stretch your hand and receive it. She gave you 120 talents of gold. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Like play like this. These have these mouths. And they prophesy them and they are becoming governors wise. Oh. Like play. These have this small mouth. Oh. These are how I talk it. Oh. Because God said, I have become a divider of inheritances. A distributor of portions. It's not me. It's beyond me. That's why the glory is to God. Gave you 120 talents of gold. Half a bar of gold is even enough for you for life. Now we are giving you 120 and spices of very great store and precious stones, sapphire, pearl, gold, diamond, topaz. There came no more such abundance of spices as this which the Queen of Sheba gave to you. Go ahead. Hey, Navy. I thought it's countries that have Navy. And the Navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir. Brought in from Ophir great plenty. I read English language in the university. Great plenty. What kind of grammar is that? That's what we call tautology. Of almond trees and precious stones. Are you receiving your own? Now see what the king did as he was rising. He made of the almond trees pillars for the house of the Lord. Till Jesus comes, I will continue to sow into the kingdom. See what he did. And then for his house. Some of you are living in houses that are not fine. I check you out. Some of you have only one house. Go and build another one. Go and buy another one. Those of you that are parents here, the least you can have is the number of children you have. So if you have four children, you should have four houses. So that when you die, they will not say, hey, when you can enter, no my divine. No, you walk back. My son and I, we don't believe in writing of will. Our children, we've given them. Nobody's, it's not that one wife who now can say, hey, now that we are alive, we work for you. This is your own. That is your own. Do you see how people are fighting over will? For his house. Harps. There came such. Next verse. And King Solomon gave to Queen of Sheba all her desire. She went back to her country. Next verse. Now. Say now.
Now.
Say
now.
Now. I'm rising with ease. The weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year, are you still there? Was 600 threescore. Threescore. One score is 20. So 20 times 3, that's 3 score. That's 60 times 600. If you have less than 1 million naira in your account, raise your right hand up. I push your destiny financially. Move to more than enough. How it will happen, I don't know. But the God of Israel shall lift your head. You will see this sign this week. Hug yourself. Hug yourself with the blessing. Pastor Ojo, the weight of gold, Didi, that came to Solomon in 1 year. Tell me the meaning of rising with his Amatong Babol. He didn't pray for this. He was just enjoying his life. 600 threescore and 6 talents of gold next. Beside some, Ejeba, manager, just take this. Beside the one I read to you, you will not be having, I just want to say, Ejegba, you better collect it. I prayed for you before I came. It's too late for you not to receive it. It's too late for you not to matter. It's too late for you not to prosper. Even if the devil is working on his head, all of you that are in this service, you will go up. Beside the merchant men, the traffic of the spice merchants. In February, God gave me a result. As I speak to you, 42 people take salary from there. 42 people. You say you don't. You will soon become an employer of labor. Of all the kings of Arabia, the governors of the country. This boy was playing football now, Pastor. What are we talking about? This is 1 Kings 10. 1 Kings 1. Just 9 chapters. 1 Kings 1. I met him, baby. 1 Kings 10, right? King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one target. He made 300 sheaves of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. The king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory. Overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps. This is where I'm concluding. Rising with ease. The throne had 6 steps. At the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stairs on either side of the place of the seat. And 2 lions stood beside the stairs. Go ahead. And 12 lions stood there on the one side. The other upon the 6 steps. One lion. Two lions. One here. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels. Some of you will be saying, Isha waste. Enjoy it first. Usha Gbadwe first. Enjoy it first. He said, all these rich people, they don't even understand. I'll just be money. I prefer to cry inside limousine than on Okada. The rich are also crying. I prefer to cry inside the palace. The tear is different. You see the way rich people cry. It's poor people that say, it's poverty that makes. Even his cup. Some of you, when you get home today, all the useless cups you've been using, go and throw them away.
And when guests come, you'll be running to bring. Go and take from the cups that you give. If I visit your house, the cup you are using, is that what you give me? If not, when you get home now, go throw it away. Get a fresh cup, new one. He's drinking our mind. And the vessels, where is the scripture? And the vessels 21. someone is drinking vessels of gold, pure gold, none was silver. It was nothing accounted of in the days of Solomon. Verse 22. The king had at sea. Once in 3 years, came the bringing gold and silver, every and apes and peacocks. King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches. So anytime he was going to the throne, he was rising with ease. And he was walking on gold. The lion, he looks at the lion. Echo at your person, actually, Erasam, thank you very much. How's your wife? Okay, there's $1 million in it. Yeah, go and take that one because you recently as I was accepted. I used to have children. My husband took me to Dubai one time. After 6 days, he said, we're leaving. I said, you're